Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Not here right now, he's still at work, so I'm gonna bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm gonna see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it, and
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Once again, I would say a big win for the paying pre-show watchers and listeners. I feel like you got to the right point there.
About what, Justin Thomas's shoes?
No, about the baseball playoffs.
Oh, the baseball playoffs? Yeah.
You sort of talked yourself through it, and I think you got to the right point, which was you really don't want to know how the format works.
Right.
It sort of feels good to – you sort of feel like you're above it because you want to blame baseball for changing the format. So, like, I don't want to know how it works. I like making this complaint.
How many years has it been the way it is this year? Do you happen to know?
Three or four.
Three or four? All right. That's enough time for me to get the hang of it. But I just, you've said a few times, oh, there's no more one game thing. It's going to be, you know, tiebreaker. So I didn't know that. I don't, you just said something about the Dodgers being in the first round and that's best of three.
Yes.
Another thing I really don't. I have no idea how the baseball playoffs work anymore.
But you like this, sort of.
I think, yeah.
You don't really want to know it.
The first thing I said was, this is what happens to someone my age when you fiddle with your format too many times in a short period of time. And I don't know, maybe it's not that short a period of time, but I just feel like I don't really know. We had the one game thing for a bit, or one game play, like tiebreaker thing, and then I just don't know anymore. I think the Red Sox are going to make it, and I don't really know what that means. Like I don't. They have a 3-game series, a 5-game series. Like,
no.
What's happening?
Well, they can't win the division.
Right, that I know.
So they will be. Like, they can't catch the Yankees or the Blue Jays, so they're the 5 seed at best. They could still be the 6. I think they could still miss.
Yes, I believe that's right.
So if they're the 5, they will play the 4, which will be the Yankees or the Blue Jays. Like, okay. That'll be the series, and the Red Sox will be the road team in a best of 3.
And it's all 3 games are in one ballpark.
Yes.
Okay, I did know that.
So that's cool.
So if I knew that, then I should have known that it's a 3-game series.
Isn't that cool, though?
Yeah, I think it is.
Kinda?
Cool. Yes.
Sort of a nice compromise?
I agree. I agree. You're reeling me back in.
All right. So Detroit-Cleveland could then be the other first-round series, and they're playing each other every day.
Right. Well, they just finished up playing.
Yeah, I know.
Detroit's in Boston now this weekend.
That's right. But they've played a lot,
yeah,
and they've been in this battle, and there's a pretty good, if Detroit makes it, if they both make it, they'll probably play each other. Neither the Tigers nor the Guardians can get to the byes.
Right.
So the winner of that division will be the 3.
You like how I said right there, like I knew, like I was
maybe you did.
No,
you're following it.
No, I. it makes sense that the team scuffling here to make it aren't going to get to the top this late with only three games left. So that,
but
that
it's been pretty close. I mean, just because the Tigers fell off the map, that it's been that way, that it's gotten that way. And also, I'll tell you, since we're on the subject, if the Mets make it as the last wild card in the National League, they'll play the Dodgers. In L.A., best of three.
All right.
Because the Dodgers, for as dominant as they've been for so long, did not get a top two seed. It's the Brewers and the Phillies who get the byes. It's a very big weekend for the Blue Jays. Because they could get a bye, or they could get Boston in there again.
Right, who they just lost two of three to. Yeah.
They got one big hit in three games. Like they could have that again, and I don't think they want that. So either way, it's good enough.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have so many teams in the playoffs, you gotta figure out some ways to, you know, make it work.
Can you tell the Bills are a 15.5 point favorite on Sunday?
Well, I mean, what did we talk about last week? The weather, I don't know. Maybe it's sort of, that's right. It's fair.
We had a game. Well, we had a game to pour that's over last Friday. So Buffalo Bills.
We do.
What's the title of this thing we're doing?
Football Friday.
Football Friday.
We do get around.
We do. Right.
Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Look what I brought.
Your Saints ball.
Did you see it?
You didn't get a. I think the Twitch can see it. Yeah,
can you see the word Saints?
Where? Oh, on the. Oh, see, I did not. All right, yeah, on the threads.
On the laces.
Laces.
Saints. Yeah. There it is. I had a big family party the other night for my sister's birthday.
Didn't find a needle to fill it with air, though?
Didn't look.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you know, maybe this is your baseball playoff format point. I really don't want it filled up. I sort of like it shows its age.
Yeah.
Big family event for my sister's birthday on Wednesday. Does anybody know the story of this ball? And they're all like, ooh, tell us. I'm like, no, I'm really asking. Right. I don't know either.
I don't know why I have it.
I don't know either. My father had no idea. It had to be through him, through his work, you know, maybe he traded for it.
Yeah.
And I doubt it was used in the game, but we didn't write Saints on it. Somebody who worked for the Bills.
I wonder if back then they had there might be some symbol on it. I'm thinking, was that one of their K balls?
Well, they didn't have that.
Do you trust yourself?
Yeah.
Come on, throw it.
First pass in the history of this show. Right. The long history. It's the first completed pass.
All right.
As they say now in stupid football, completed catch. It's not a completed catch.
Yeah.
He didn't complete the catch. You complete the pass. The catch is so convoluted that there's not like a whole system of things that have to happen for it to count as a catch. Completed pass, all right? Can we agree on this, please? Football.
So I wonder if this was a ball the Saints had that they could work on before the game. You know, like the cable, the kicker and the punter and the long snapper get the balls and they get to do whatever they want to do to them, you know, get them the way they like them, scuff them up or whatever it is. I wonder if that's why it says Saints on the thread.
I should try to learn more about this. Like, it seems like it would have been a warm-up ball. And maybe they just had those. And maybe the Bills had to provide them as the home team.
Mm-hmm.
So here's X number of warm-up balls, and they have Saints written on them because maybe they get the shipment before the season even starts, and they allot X number to each game, and this one's the Saints game.
Pete Rozelle,
1983. Do you remember? All right.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember much about the 83 Bills?
I didn't really put much spin on that. The 83 Bills, no.
You didn't want it to zip back off the green.
Right. No, I really don't.
83 Bills were kind of the end of an era. Well, I mean, they fell off the cliff the next year. We're falling off maps and cliffs today. Kay Stevenson, like they were up and down, 8-8 season. They had playoff teams in 80 and 81. 82 was the strike. They had a good look at the tournament. They had this new playoff. Good thing you didn't have to know that.
Wow, no kidding.
But 8 per conference, and they might have lost their last 3 and missed. And then 83, Stevenson, still Ferguson, you know, some drama, but ended up 8-8. And then the next year they won 2 games. And the year after that they also won 2 games. Right. And it just was a disaster
And then Jim Kelly came.
Right, the 83 draft.
right,
happened, but Kelly didn't show up until 86. He was too good for us. So anyway, here is the Saints ball, Bills and Saints, their sixth ever meeting in Buffalo, Orchard Park, ever. They never met in the 60s. I mean, the Saints were an NFL team, right. NFL expansion team, and they didn't meet in Buffalo until this game. I think it's the first time.
I was going to say, is that the first? Okay, well,
I think so.
That's a significant ball then.
It's such a significant ball.
Yeah.
I might not put it down. 83, 89, 01, 09, 17. Saints.
All right.
You know, remember the Week 18 Bills Patriots game?
How's it going to go if, like, just in the middle of segments when you're holding the ball, if I put my arm out like this? Are you gonna,
should we play catch all day?
Let me see if I can get a one-hander here.
There it is.
I got it.
I mean, you juggled it.
I did.
But that's
did. That wasn't clean.
That's necessary on a one-handed catch sometimes. No, the gloves.
No gloves.
No, you want to sort of pass it to yourself.
That was the other thing about the dream that I talked about on Wednesday when you weren't here. Oh, I was so excited to have the gloves. I didn't know the playbook, but I was just so happy to have the gloves.
What is this? You were on the team?
I was on the team. I had a dream about being on the team, and I did not know that our friend Jeremy White from The Morning Show had done this exact same bit the week before. I didn't hear about it. I didn't hear it. So it felt a little like I was copying him, but it was innocent.
Way to listen to the station.
But I had a dream that, I was playing receiver for the Bills, and I caught a first down pass. And the gloves. And the gloves were key.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have played catch with that ball.
I believe it.
Like, for most of my life, that's been my only football. I had a smaller one as a kid. What do they call those? Pro flight or something? That's not it. Some sort of like a mid-size, kid-size football with laces and stripes.
When we got to be top like flight, mid-teens, maybe 14, 15, still young enough to be playing touch football in the street, getting the ball, we never had one of these, like a full-size NFL ball. We had balls that were maybe this size, but it wasn't ever the Wilson, like the official NFL ball. And then one year, somebody showed up with a ball that was like three-quarter size,
mm-hmm.
and that was the best because you could really sling that thing and catch it with one hand if you wanted to because it was just small enough that it worked. You want this back? I don't want to.
No, that's all right.
I'll
want it back when the show is over.
I just tucked it in. I'm tucking. During the segment, I don't want to fumble.
There's something about it, right? Isn't there? Like I probably never had a dream about playing for the Bills.
I've never had a dream about playing for the Bills either.
There's something about holding. Is this a guy thing?
Yeah.
There's something about holding the ball, or it's baseball too.
Yeah.
Like if there's a baseball in here. I'm grabbing it. I'm turning it all around in my hand. Different pitching grips and different things.
Yep.
I'd be like in love with it.
Yeah. Yeah. The football. What having this, it eventually gets around to being even younger than I just described playing in the street with the three-quarter size football. Being in your living room watching the Bills, or just football in general, and sort of playing catch with yourself. Like, right. I sitting on the floor and, like, throwing rainbows out to myself, like, toward the couch. Like, if I miss, it's okay, the couch, nothing's going to break. It's soft. It's furniture that isn't breakable. And I'm just throwing passes back and forth to myself between the recliner and the couch and, like, laying out to catch them.
Done it. Not recently.
Right. I've not done. I'm tempted to get on the floor and do it. It's been a long time.
Now I use my pug, who is about the same size as the ball. Right. We just toss her around. Not really. Okay. So, week 18 last year at New England, Allen plays one play. What else do you remember other than Joe Milton and, hilariously, the Patriots winning and costing themselves the number one pick?
Yeah, Joe Milton is almost all I remember from that game because there's even the one, maybe the most incredible throw of the game was a play that didn't count.
By him.
It got called back on the penalty where he's rolling to his left, I think, and just throws a strike down the sideline, and that got called back. That is, I think, other than Allen playing the one play, the only thing I remember, and New England winning, about the game.
He got in last week, didn't he? Milton for Dallas?
Oh, I don't even... Yeah.
I think he did.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Through a pick.
Yeah.
Mm. James Cook. So would Allen play? You know, the game.
Oh, right.
The game is meaningless. We had the whole week to talk about it. And Allen starts, but then leaves immediately, and he's got a big smile on his face, comes off the field. I kept my start streak intact. Now I can relax. Cook, would he play? Would they, you know, how many starters would do what? He does get in the game. He might not have started, but they put him in at the goal line to help get him the touchdown record.
Mm-hmm.
16. Tying, not only ending up tying for the league lead, but tying the Bills franchise record. 16 rushing touchdowns, 18 total was his number.
That was a gettable memory. I should have remembered that.
Okay. He has another record going, Cook.
7 straight games now with a rushing touchdown.
Yes.
Does that include the playoffs
last
year? Okay, just 7 regular season games with a rushing touchdown.
Right. That is tied for the Bills record. Did he score in the playoff games? I don't remember if he did.
Well, he scored in Kansas City for sure.
He scored twice in Kansas City.
Incredible play where he just pivoted with his right hand or left hand. I don't remember which hand, and got in the end zone.
He did not have a touchdown in the Baltimore game.
Okay.
7 straight regular season games for Cook scoring a touchdown, and that ties the franchise record. I don't know whose record it is. But still, like, looking, you know, we're going to talk to Sam today. Right, we're going to talk to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Friday, is Sam. We're going to talk to Sam today, and also Theo Greminger. When Theo comes on, we often get to Cook, you know, from a fantasy standpoint. Theo had a recent tweet, like, this could...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
Could be your league winner, because again this year, like, nobody was in a big hurry to draft James Cook, and man, so far, if you did and you didn't draft Breece Hall instead, or some of these T. Higgins, or some of these receivers in there, even Tyreek,
mm-hmm.
that look like maybe they're just gonna not get it done for you, Cook feels good.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of them. Even Kenneth Walker last night is Kenneth Walker. He's healthy. And here we go. He's supposed to be good. And Charbonnet is back, but he's the starter, and he didn't do anything. It was okay. Just okay.
Do you bring this up, the Cook record, tying the record, and bring up what happened in New England, where they got him in a meaningless game to get him the record, as a way of saying, like, that is probably a good bet on Sunday? It's a good bet anyway, but... they're going to want to get him that record, I think. I'm assuming they know about it. They knew about it, although that's a meaningless game, so maybe that's different. But they're going to want to get him 8 in a row.
I kind of think so. And they probably should have the kind of game where they can do it.
Right.
Or at least give him chances. You'll never know. You can't control whether he's going to score at the 1. And if he gets stuffed 2 or 3 times, you might give up. But they'll want to give him chances, I think.
Yeah.
Minus 200.
I see minus 210 at FanDuel, so yeah.
That's a terrible price.
Is that...
for anybody.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I look at it every week, but I never make note of what the number is. I've bet it, but I just don't know. Like, is that lower? Lower than the normal? Like, is he...
It's really... if low is right, I'm not even sure. It's not a good price.
Right.
Minus 210... we can ask Sam if you want.
Yeah, I wonder what he usually is. Like,
he's usually a better price.
Right. I would assume
everybody is.
Yeah, I would assume he's probably minus money, but not big, like minus 210.
I'm not an expert in this either, but I kind of think minus 210 is about as low as it ever gets for anybody
mm-hmm.
to score a touchdown. I mean, nowadays.
Yeah.
Maybe not 20 years ago.
Right.
You know what the NFL record is? Consecutive games with a touchdown.
I'm glad you know. I was going to ask, but then I didn't want to put you in a spot where, you know, I was insisting you know something that you didn't know.
18.
That's
shared by two players.
That's a big number.
And I think it's rushing or receiving.
Okay.
Tomlinson and Lenny Moore in the 60s for the Colts.
All right.
18 games in a row. Cook is at 7. And I don't know. Maybe it becomes a thing. But
he could break the record this season.
Yeah.
He's got enough names left.
In which case, he's definitely your fantasy league winning player. Right. But, right. Like, I think maybe that's a thing here. And they've got the perfect game for it, at least, you know, on paper.
Yeah.
With the Saints. Worried at all?
No. No. I just can't really see this team being sloppy enough to allow for the Saints to win the game. I could see them being sloppy enough for it to be closer than we might like. You know, I mean, what's the usual recipe, right? Like, make a couple of mistakes. They hit a couple of plays. I listen to Greg Cosell usually on Fridays on my way in. He's on with Brownie and Steve at 2 o'clock on One Bills Live, and I really like Greg a lot, and I respect his analysis a lot. And he kind of likes Rattler. The physical tools are good, and he's not a guy who's going to be afraid to throw it, you know, down the field. Like, he's probably going to let it rip. So, you know, if that of course can go badly for him and them, but it also can work for you if you can get a couple of fast touchdowns or even one fast touchdown, a couple of turnovers. Yeah, there you go. There's your upset recipe. So, but I think that even requires the Bills to be sloppy at a level that I don't expect them to be, and that doesn't to me mean that the Saints would win the game. I mean, but no, I'm not. I don't feel any sort of. I'm more sort of like I was before the Jet game. I'm not. They're better than this team, I think, most places, and. Like, I'm anticipating Allen, if they do decide to throw the ball, even maybe more than you might expect because of the matchup, that he's going to be standing in the pocket just waiting 4 seconds. Like, okay, patting the ball, looking, surveying, that kind of thing. I just think it should be a game up front where they can kind of do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so easy to say, but imagine the Bills losing a game where they don't lose on the turnovers, you know, maybe by multiple. I think they'd almost have to. But very hard to imagine the Saints winning up front and, you know, basically winning the game, ball control, and making enough plays to do it, because they just have not shown that capacity at all. And, you know, then do they get stops? They get stops on tipped passes and fumbles, you know, and the Bills have been super lucky and also very smart and efficient in that area. That could change. I know you don't listen to the morning show anymore, as you said, but Joe did find out the Bills have been favorites like this many times in their history, not many, but several times in their history, and many of those games are recent. They have lost twice outright when being a 16-point favorite or higher, and they were in back-to-back weeks, which is really incredible. Because think about being a 16-point favorite and losing.
And then being a 16-point favorite again.
The next week.
Yeah.
But that is what happened in 92. They lost a game in Indianapolis in overtime as a 16.5-point favorite, came home to play the Jets. This might have been off Dennis Byrd, the Jets player who had a neck injury. A spinal injury, whatever that was, in a game in Detroit. I think maybe it was, and the Jets come here and win as a 17-point underdog. Back-to-back games. That's kind of nuts. Sam Panayotovic, speaking of point spreads in Week 4. We'll talk to Sam. Wait to hear his story for this weekend.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got a text.
Yeah, it's funny. He's been talking about it all week.
Yeah.
He'll tell us what his plans for the weekend are. You're going to love it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. It is Football Friday on WGR. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.